Fleetwood Mac. You make love and fun. Time for this.
Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
What a coincidence. Another person who makes love and fun. It's Richard Pasco. Hello.
Morning, Adam. Morning to all the listeners out there as well. I don't know how to follow that. Adam, do you see the Redbacks let a few people go during the week?
Did they? Who let them go? Was it their high performance manager?
Yes, it was. Can I just say one? And I'm like a dog with a bone on this. Uh-huh. I really am. I've been this way for a couple of years now. Can you imagine getting called into his office and going, "We're going to let you go"? I'd be going, "You should be the first one out the door, mate." Before he's gone.
Right,
Tim. Yes. I'm sure you're a wonderful man.
Lovely man.
Don't take it personally what I'm saying, but seriously, Tim. Yes. And I got an email this morning out from the government.
Did you? All right.
I did. It says I can now use my Gov ID to sign into MyGov. Staggered.
Really? How long's MyGov been around? You can now use your MyGov ID to sign in to MyGov.
To MyGov. It's amazing.
Amazing. Technology
and the government just blow me away sometimes.
You know, someone in the government's a dreamer, and they've some blue sky thinking there. They've thought outside the square and gone, how about we just let people sign in to the MyGov with their ID?
It's amazing, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
It's good.
Let's talk about music, because that's what we like to do here at 5MU, play you the best songs of all time. Now, we pay a fee to a governing body who then pays artists every time we play their song. Other places do too. Gyms are meant to do that. Every time they play a song on their thing, they're meant to pay a fee to go and to pay the artist. And music stream outlets are meant to do that too. But it seems as though it's different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, it looks like it is, Adam. So Apple Music has just announced that it actually pays $0.01 per stream. They delivered a letter last Friday via the service artist dashboard, sent it to labels and publishers, reflecting music streaming services' efforts to show they are artist friendly. So people might be a bit staggered by that, but it's roughly double what Spotify pays.
Right, that's
Spotify
true.
Spotify average about 0.33 to 0.5 cent per stream, but what Spotify says, we've got more users, so they make more money out of it. Apple's payments come out of monthly subscription revenue for users. Can I just say, I don't think it's enough.
No.
At all. I think it's terrible. You know, all the things with the pandemic last year. You know, honestly, they need to be paid more for their streaming services out there.
They're a trillion-dollar company. Surely they have some wiggle room in all of that.
Well, you would think so. Yeah. I mean, you know, Spotify, I think, is the first one should lift its game very quickly on there, because I think it's a bit embarrassing now to know how much they've actually paid. And honestly, people out there, if, you know, use the free Spotify, pay for Spotify. They might actually go along and pay some more money through to them. It's not just an ad-based thing. So,
that's right.
I mean, I pay for Apple Music and Google Music, so no matter what I go along and play or download, somebody actually does get some money out of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much, but they do get some money.
I'm on YouTube Music because I'm a schmuck, and but they seem to at least reward their video content with a bit more cash, which is good.
Yeah.
Now we've all been stuck at home and realised just how pathetic our home setup's been over the last 12 months or so, and that's led to some people investing in some more tech for their house.
Which is good. Personal computer shipments have actually gone up 32% in the first quarter this year. The fastest growth in 20 years.
Wow.
Really good to see, I've got to say. So PC makers shipped nearly 70 million units in the quarter. It was a weak quarter a year ago, we've got to say, as well, because, you know, everything was starting to get locked down around the world.
And you couldn't get bits out of China?
Couldn't get bits. There is a chip shortage still. That is
right.
Going to start impacting, I've got to say, this year. So there's some products coming that can't come at the moment. We've got no computer chips for it. Lenovo was the market leader around the world, 25% of the market. They gained 42% against a year ago. HP making lovely computers, got to say 21% growth. They 21% of the market, 34% growth. Dell 16%, 12% growth. Apple have still only got that niche share, 8% market share, but they were 48% up on last year in sales.
Okay.
That's got to do with their new chips that are coming, which are in laptops at the moment, their new M1 chips. So people are really, and I've got to say, my MacBook Pro, best laptop I've ever used.
Right, I hear that because I'm in the market for a laptop, and I'm thinking of doing the switch, to Apple. But you're saying maybe not this week.
Not this week. I wouldn't buy an Apple product tomorrow morning. I have to get up. God, I think it's about 2 o'clock in the morning to see something out because Apple will announce some new products as well. We can expect iPad announcements, the anticipated AirTags. AirTags are like the Tile Bluetooth tracker.
Oh, yeah.
But what's going to happen, you put it on your keys, you'll actually get your iPhone, start pointing it around your house, and it will start to beep.
Warmer.
Which is good.
Should do
if
that.
You get something... If you get something stolen on there as well, it will be able to crowdsource people with iPhones to make sure you get it back. iOS 14.5 should drop tomorrow as well, which is a major update for iPhones and iPads. But one of the big things out there is there on iOS 14.5 is a battery recalibration function. If you've got an iPhone 11, you're going to want to download this pretty quick because you're getting some crappy results on your battery. It's running down. It will recalibrate the battery for you, and it will tell you if you need to take it in and get a new battery, which they will replace free of charge
for you. Is that right?
So that's for iPhone 11 users out there. But recalibration is a really good idea. And we're getting 200 new emojis. When you thought we couldn't have more emojis, we're getting another 200 out there.
There are, you know, this is ridiculous. I'm a 45-year-old man, Richard. And sometimes I go and search for an emoji and go, oh, they don't have one. Now, that's ridiculous. I should stop doing that. That's on me. Was there a time, Richard, when waking up at 2 to listen to an Apple announcement was way more exciting than it sounds like you are at the moment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Right,
it used to be, you know, because we didn't know what was coming and it was all exciting and everything like that. And you'd get up and I'd have to sit there and write all the stuff up before I came on radio the next morning. You know, now it's I still have to do it for the job that I do.
Sure.
But it used to be very exciting. But leaks keep coming out all the time, which kind of like spoil it. It's like spoiling Christmas for me.
Right. And it is just an upgrade and a security feature.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But there'll be some new products coming out tomorrow. That's what we like.
Okay, good one. Looking forward to hearing of it next week. Of course, you can head, my good friends, to adelaidetechguy.com.au to find out a whole bunch of stuff in the world of tech. And if you'd like to have Richard consult to you, then you can find him there too, adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard, thank you. And we'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it and go Port this week.
Okay. That is Richard Pascoe, Adelaide Tech Guy, this morning on 5MU.
Pascoe, Pascoe, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again? Ha, 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 ha. Hey!